Hey there, folks. It's the frequency from beyond space and time, at the same time, every time. You're listening to Mad Tower Radio.
Take two of the intro for Mad Tower Radio, episode 47. My name is Dan, joined by my co-hosts, as always, Christian and Ryan. And this is Mad Tower Radio, the show where we talk about ghost schools, goblins, myth, weird science, weird history, urban legends, whatever you could put under an umbrella that just said blanket horror or blanket weird. We do it all, baby. We do it all.
Yeah, we're the Akatsuki of podcasts.
Yeah, I'm gonna interview the weird woman living out in the woods by the water.
I'm gonna ask her on a date.
I do like to think about sometimes the amount of episodes that we've had that have just been like, this is not anything on brand, where we were just like stretching it to its absolute limit to be like, this counts. We'll do an episode on this.
No, it all counts. Anything I want.
That's the God's honest truth, is anything that I want counts. This is my
show.
When
you write the rules, you can't fail.
Exactly, dude.
Speaking of doing whatever you want, what's on the menu for today?
Vasectomy,
that's right. Christian's coming to us. No pipes. No pipes in the house down there.
He got freaking
fresh out from under the knife. Spayed him.
When we were sitting there getting ready, you're like, hey, can you talk about this? Like, sure. Maybe they'll like bring it up tastefully, or they'll find a good transition to bring it in. I didn't know y'all were coming like primed and ready out the gate.
It leads right into my topic of lost ancestral spirits, and therefore you killed your legacy, and they will be haunting you. An obake, if you will.
Like the dark elves in Morrowind, I've severed the connection with my ancestors.
Yeah, dude, that worked out great for them.
Yeah, their island exploded.
Careful, bro. Just be checking. Make sure your grapefruits don't look like red rock.
Damn, make sure your grapefruits don't grow back, bro. What would you do if they grow back? Haunted balls?
They didn't take them out.
Can you believe the Christian's balls came back?
The best part has just been asking Christian just insanely medically inaccurate questions. But they're right on the line where Christian feels compelled to answer because he's not sure if we're serious.
No, I need to clarify because I'm now the spokesperson for young men's vasectomies. Like, I want to like instill a sense of like possibility and calmness and medical like professionalism.
Wonder.
Well, hey,
questions.
Man.
So they're like, did you take your balls home in a jar? No. I took them home between my legs, like everybody else.
I took
else.
Them home in the packaging. All right.
Do you think they're going to use pieces of your balls to like make homunculi?
Well, I'm sure not gonna. So I'm glad somebody will.
What would you have done if you like just caught a glimpse down there and you saw like
you saw, look like ground beef?
Oh no,
bro.
No, no! You saw the doctor down there and he's like giving you the side eyes and he's like got like a like an old fucking bottle of vape juice that's empty, you know, and he's using the dripper and he's like sucking up a little bit. He's like, we're just putting that on ice for you in case you change your mind. Because I know you said a lot along the way of this process, people were like, don't do it. Don't, please don't do it. I mean, did you want to talk about that a little?
I talk about whatever. I mean, when in my consultation, which was like 3-4 weeks prior, he said, if you want to like store any of your sauce, if you wanted to like freeze any of your specimen, it's probably better just to not do it. In general, like if you have any regard for birthing a child, you might as well just not do it, because it's, while reversible, every 5 years that you wait, it becomes significantly more likely that you just completely sterilized yourself. So you're supposed to get the procedure with the intention of never going back.
I see. So reversible comes with an asterisk, huh?
A vasovasectomy, which is the reversible procedure, is not completely effective. It's not 100% sure.
Vasovasectomy.
Yes.
Where's he from? Is he in Hoenn or he from Johto?
Well, everybody, this has been your favorite men's health podcast, Mad Tower Radio. And that was our segment on vasectomies. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about the long-term effects of drinking four Monsters every day.
No.
They're going to have to give you a vasectomy to get all the stones out.
Look, I'm down to one a day, all right? And sometimes I don't even finish it.
A day?
Yeah.
A day?
I had one of those today.
You know,
I didn't have the
Monster.
I had
coffee every day, and it's normal. Mine's carbonated and in a can, and everyone's freak, dog.
One Monster is equal to like 3 cups of coffee.
Dude, 0 calories, 0 sugar. Everything, it's free. It's made out of air.
What about the
caffeine?
Okay, my bad. Caffeine, yeah. Obviously, there's
what
caffeine.
What about the taurine?
Bro,
listen, bro.
What is that? Come on.
Taurine? Something taurus? Bull semen.
It's bull semen.
Dude, I don't care. Don't put it, they didn't put it on the can. Well, this concludes episode 48 of Mad Tower Radio, your favorite men's health podcast.
47.
No, 47
was
on vasectomy.
48.
Keep up.
We're doing YouTube short episodes now.
Once in our life, we're going to get ahead of the
you
schedule.
You think we padded for enough time, boys? You ready to get into the meat and potatoes?
Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Christian, you seemed so enthusiastic about this episode. Why don't you bring us in?
Sure thing. So this is something I wanted to do for a little bit of time. I like to spice up the potluck, bring your own creature, bring your own story episodes with a little bit more personal chatting time, a little get to know you type segments. And we've never gotten to have one with Ryan.
It's true.
So I wanted to have an episode where Ryan spilled his guts and we talked about our personal superstitions. Is there anything in your life that you would consider superstitious? And it could move into the realm of like even like vaguely mysticism. I don't know if you keep like a fucking crystal in your kitchen or whatever, but you know that kind
of kitchen crystal
topic.
Shit.
If you have a chakra aligning like Himalayan salt rock.
I have the most mundane superstitions. Like, when I pick up a bottle of shampoo off the shelf or ground in the shower or whatever.
Make sure to take
a
drink.
I always have to wash it off with the shower, with the water coming from the shower head before I, like, use it.
Okay, I was thinking more in the lines of like ghosts
I
and
told
goblins,
you.
But okay.
I told you it's mundane.
Hey,
bro.
There's nothing worse of a goblin than germs.
I told you
right?
It's mundane.
You can tell me more about your OCD.
Yeah, I'm scared about the cold water from the bottle getting onto my body and just having an
shocking.
Unpleasant experience. I mean, I know it's just a couple cold drops of condensation, but like, I don't know, man. I don't have any like. At least that I can't think of, like, you know, off the top of my head, now that you're telling me to think about them. Like, I can't think of any supernatural superstitions that I have, you know?
Well, that's okay.
I think for me, like, one thing that I do not fuck with is, like, a Ouija board. I don't, you know, people joke around and they're like, oh, man, it's because you're Latino. And yes, that does have a big part to play with it, but also just growing up, and, like, having family that was into, like, brujería and stuff like that, it really made me sensitive to those kinds of things. And, like, I had seen some shit with people using Ouija boards growing up. So I'm somebody who, like, I am so terrified of a Ouija board that when we play Phasmophobia, I actually take my headphones off and have my character leave the room. Before Joe goes sicko mode with the Ouija board. I was freaking out the other day when Zach used it and I didn't know. But I mean, he suffered for that.
He didn't talk to anybody. Yeah.
Exactly. He didn't talk to anyone. He just used it and he suffered for that. A, he got killed in game, and B, he woke up and was still Zach. But yeah, that's a big one for me. I don't mess with any form of like Ouija boards or communicating with spirits. Like that. There's just something like mystical about the Ouija board or like conduits or catalysts like that I just do not fuck with. Am I okay like walking around with like a spirit box and asking if someone's there? Sure. Is that the same thing essentially? Kind of, but again, there's just something so ancient about, like, and like there's just like this primordial dread that comes when you break out that Ouija board.
Yeah.
So that's like my, that's like one of my big personal, like, superstition things, like, that, and like, I don't, when I'm out for like, so like, I like to run and hike a lot, and I like doing most of these things at night, which is probably not a good idea.
You're writing this down, Christian. Of,
ways to kill Ryan. What's it called? Another one that I do is like, so I used to live in Chicago, and Chicago is like super, for those of you that have not been, it is like a concrete jungle. Even the resident, even like, even in the residential areas, everything is packed so close.
We got trees.
Come on. Like once every like 30 or 40 feet. No, I'm just kidding.
We've got alley bunnies. We've got,
yeah, the alley bunnies. He means rats. And I always had, so like when I was younger, I had gone out for a late night walk, and I remember I was walking home from like going around the park, and I looked up on top of the, on top of this house once, and I saw this woman standing there, and she just was totally out of it. Like, I didn't think that she was like a ghost or something. I've seen a, someone like on meth and heroin before, and that's exactly what that looked like. And she just was standing up on top of this house, just like wide-eyed, freaking out in nothing but her shorts, no top. And it scared the shit out of me.
Rightfully so.
Right? Because I don't know, like, cause, like, I mean, for those of you that have been blessed enough to not have to interact with any form of drugs, unwillingly or willingly, when you get that heroin in you, you become like a superhero. You can do anything.
Hey, yo.
Same thing with crack. So I didn't know if she was going to, like, jump down from this, like, four-story building and, like, superhero land and then pull my spine out through my asshole. So... So I was scared, just like, oh my gosh, it's really scary. But also it was a very polarizing image that stayed in my head because it looked like a horror movie, because I'm there looking up at her. She's looking down at me with these crazed eyes that are so big I can see from down there, and the moon is behind her. So my personal, another one of my personal little like superstitions is I won't look on top of houses or like look up towards the, like the roof while I'm out at night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good one. Okay. That is very reminiscent to me of a very cute one that I've sort of kept with me just for like fun, more so than actually feeling like it's going to bring about anything bad. I have this superstitious habit of when driving past a graveyard, I hold my breath.
Is that something that is like established, or is that something that you've done on your own?
No, if you breathe while driving past a graveyard, the spirits can take your soul.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'd never heard of that before. I'd never heard of that superstition.
Christian clued me in on that one after we passed the cemetery, and he just let me breathe it in.
Oh, those weren't vape fumes leaving your mouth, Dan.
That was your immortal soul.
Mid-fucking sentence, this man just closes his mouth, just dead silent. Like, to me... who didn't even notice the cemetery, it looked like Christian glitched or like was lagging or something. I was like, what the fuck?
Stroking out?
Yeah, he just went talking like it was normal again. And I'm like, what was that? What the fuck? And he's like, oh, yeah, you got to hold your breath when you pass a graveyard or else you're going to get haunted. I'm like, thanks.
You didn't know? Well, it's like if you're not aware of it, they're not fair. Like they can't legally attack you in that case. You have to know the rules.
So
well, now you know. Well,
I'm glad
now
the
we
ghosts
all know.
Are beholden to fair play.
Yeah. Well, don't drive down Damon, Christian, because Rose Hill Cemetery is one big ass cemetery, bro. That thing's like 7 miles long.
Shit, I'm gonna pass out behind the wheel,
crash, and become one of the ghosts.
Jesus Christ. No, you know what's funny, Christian, is I started doing that to fuck with Jess.
You were doing the old graveyard.
There's a graveyard on the way to her parents' house, and whenever we go to visit them, I'll do the same thing you did, and I'll just hold my breath when we pass the one graveyard, and it'll take her a second. She'll be like, "Are you doing the fucking graveyard thing again?" I'll be like, "Enjoy
as her soul leaves.
Enjoy being haunted, Jess. Enjoy being haunted. You're the one willingly disrespecting the spirits."
There's there's a very, I think, well-noted association with ghosts, and it's that they can see your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they detect, like, the heat, the life force that comes out of you when you breathe out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember where I picked the habit up. It's been so, like, deeply ingrained into me that it doesn't have an origin point anymore.
You're just like, this is how it's always been.
You're like the Capulets and the Romulans, bro. It's just there.
The Romulans.
Wait, is that? Oh, you're right. No. Who are they? The Montagues.
I guess in high school, when I learned that 3 a.m. is the witching hour, whenever that clock hit 3 a.m. on a weekend or something, I was always just a little uneasy. And I would be like, well, I can't go to bed till 4. This is the witching hour, dude.
Who knows what silly stuff happens.
But, I mean, I just kind of, I don't really do that anymore. But I don't know.
You don't stay up late?
I mean, I don't give a fuck if it's 3 a.m. or not, bro. I don't give a shit if this is ghost observing time. Like, I'm going to sleep. Haunt me or not, bro, I got work in the morning.
Yeah. There's just something so charming to me about, like, little superstitious acts. Like,
hello?
Put him on the call.
Ask him what his superstitions
are. Dom, do you have any superstitions?
Why do I have any superstitions? What the fuck? Why are you asking?
Because you're live on Mad Tower Radio, episode 47, Personal Experiences 2. You're on the mic. This is our first caller.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. Let me tell you about how today I had a paranormal entity shove me off of a ladder and into a flower bed, which then impaled my hand into a thorn bush.
That's not what we asked.
Yes, I was climbing down the stairs and or the ladder from the roof access, and I felt this cold brush of wind, and the hairs on the back of my neck, they stood up, and I felt that something was off. I felt that something or someone was there.
Yeah.
Like someone was on the ladder with me. And then I felt this jolt of energy come through my whole entire body, and it made me lightheaded, and I fell in like three rungs of this ladder down into this flower bed full of thorns.
Sounds like you got electrocuted.
And then,
ask him about
then,
the time you saw
an
alien
space
there,
this entity, it hovers over me.
Dom, tell us about the spaceship you saw a couple days ago.
Huh?
Tell us about the spaceship you saw a couple days ago.
Oh, the spaceship? I think we'll have to save that for when I actually am featured on.
All right, Dom. Well, thanks for being on. We'll see ya.
Okay, bye.
That was Dom. Our cameraman, our general behind the scenes monkey.
I think your brother got electrocuted on that ladder, bro. He like stuck the ladder on a live wire or something.
Holds his breath on the phone with me. Sometimes I wonder if he's okay.
He's not. The ghost
I had
took
that
his soul,
guy.
Bro.
I had that guy over at my house last weekend, as well as Christian. And Dom goes, "I can't believe I'm sitting here with the cast of Mad Tower Radio." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" Oh my god.
Let's kill him.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows if that'll end up on the editing room floor or if it'll be in the episode. We're going a little off the rails today.
Before Dommy called, I said that there's something so very charming about these little superstitious acts that people do. Like the idea that people carry these little things around with them. They're like, oh, you know, I pop my knuckles every time I cross the bridge so like the gnomes don't blow up the support beams, like stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And I want to dig it out of people.
I do like the amount of like stupid
gnomes.
You know what I'm realizing? And maybe you guys realized this a couple years before me, I might be about to just embarrass the shit out of myself. But as I was growing up, I was realizing that all these things that mean good luck is just a way for you to feel bad about something super shitty that happened to you. You know, like, not like,
what do you mean?
Like, I've heard that catching like a puffer fish is good luck.
That's like some swamp bullshit.
That's when you're in Louisiana. They say that in Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't. That sounds like pretty shitty, actually. Or I heard from someone, getting shit on by a bird is good luck. I was like, huh? What you mean? I'm like, there's nothing good about that. How many?
Who told you that? Was it Tim?
You talking to Zach again? Well,
I don't know.
Hey, I wanna bring this back around to Ryan's weird like religious influences.
Yeah, I
would you gaze into a crystal ball?
I wanted to ask you, what was that one thing that you said at the beginning? Brohadea? Laha Brea?
Brujeria?
Yeah.
Brujeria is just Spanish for witchcraft.
Oh, okay.
So like,
yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah,
let's
what's
hear
up?
It. Let's
you get grew up that. Around Brahadia?
Brahadia? Laha Brea?
Brocky yeah. Dios? You grew up around Brocky Dios, bro?
Against with Brocky Dios?
I love Brocky Dios, dude. Brocky Dios ate my father, bro. So, no, like, we had family in PR who was really heavily into, like hardcore witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were out to hurt people, and they were out to,
like
curse
users
people.
Of
and,
it? Like, you had family
like,
that was,
yeah,
like,
bro,
a coven?
They were, like, brujas.
Damn.
Like witches,
dude.
Essentially.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, so, like, we grew up around people believing in that and, like, just you know, like when like you're around something and it's just off, like something's wrong, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like I have family members like that who are like, you could feel it, like it's like, man, this is off, there's something up about these people.
Yeah,
that like,
and meanwhile
there's nothing,
meanwhile it's like Thanksgiving dinner and everyone's just having a good time, you know, and they're like lighting a stick of incense that smells awful and they're like, the vibes are off, man, we got to do it.
I would conceal carry smudge stick one of my aunts in a heartbeat, bro. In a heartbeat. Like, I'm talking like, and it's funny because like I would talk with one and she would get upset because she just was like, I'm not naming names, but she just was like, all these little, she's like, Mira, look at all these little white girls and their witchcraft. They don't know the power. But she was like dead serious. She was like, they don't know the power we wield. It's all just fun for them. It's all just fun for these little white girls. Blah, 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 blah. She's a little racist, too. But,
Whoa.
I was going to say, I take my studying of the dark arts very seriously, okay?
Well, like, yeah. And that's kind of like what she was saying. She's like, it's become like a fad now where like girls are like, oh my God, I'm like into the earth and stuff like that. And like, that's fine. You can believe like in your Wiccan stuff and whatever, because I'm not super familiar with it, so I'm not going to knock on it. What I am familiar with is when girls walk around, or not just girls, anybody walking around saying, oh, I'm a witch. My connotation is, oh, so you're like somebody who's like out to hurt people. Because that's the witch I grew up with. That's
interesting.
Yeah, I was like, those are the witches I grew up with.
What if a guy introduced himself to you as a warlock?
Slap the show. No such thing.
This is a Titan podcast.
Yes,
no
sir.
So do you think that like this mysticism and vaguely religious upbringing had any effect on your interests in supernatural / weird paranormal as an adult?
Absolutely. I know that my parents were like mortified when I was like, I want to like hunt ghosts when I was younger, because growing up in like a Christian household, and not Christian the faith, Christian the praise Christian prior to us meeting him.
Jesus Christ, bro. Throw mine out there, man. You've dropped everybody's first and last today. Right? It's just out here doxing everyone.
I'm putting extra work on the fucking bleeps this episode. We're riding loose.
My friend Zachary lives at married
you,
to
you did it yourself.
I did do it to Dom.
Dominic is calling me, so then there's only Dan. Like, I wonder what his last name is.
Dude. Hey, look, nobody knows that he's
you said my but yeah, so like growing up in a Christian household, like we're exposed to like you know, very much where they're like, we don't believe in ghosts or ghouls and stuff. They're like, we believe in demons, and that's essentially all it is.
Dude.
So, you know, yeah. Demons and angels.
My mom put me on the same doctrine, dude. She said, hey, that stuff is real, but it's either good or bad, and there's a huge chance it's bad versus it's bad. She's yeah. like, if you see it, it is bad. And I was like, oh, okay.
And it's funny how that backfires on them, because we're like, well, we need to
investigate. Yeah, I'm like, well, somebody needs to stop these guys.
No, right? They're like, prayer. And I was like, no, I need to get like a knife dipped in lizard like, blood that can kill
ghosts.
Yeah,
I'm like, and no one's doing anything about it, Mom?
It's like, not anymore.
Not anymore.
We're here now. MTR is the bulwark against the darkness.
Sorry, honey.
It's going to be...
We're Protestant. We don't fight back.
No, not
only like the Catholics can exercise.
It's like, you're Neo-Judaic. I'm old Judaic. And I pull out like the fucking... The Kopesh brothers.
Yeah, bro. I'm an Orthodox exorcist, bro.
Jeez, bro, I serve the Gray Pope, bro, when I pull out the blade. We out here looking like Helsing.
But
like aware of it until right now. Did all three of us grow up in a religious household?
I think we did. Yeah. And here, look, here we all are.
That explains
it. Well, I mean, yeah, dude. Mom said, hey, anything that goes bump in the night, it's a bad guy and it's trying to kill you and take your soul. And I was like, I gotta stop him. I'm like, for real, I gotta see it at least once. I'm like, nah. Like, she told me that, and I was instantly just like, I was like, dude, I'm living in a world where there's like invisible forces trying to kill me. You know, I'm like, I'm like, this is not what hindsight 2020, probably not something to tell like a 6-7-year-old. You know,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, they fumble the ball a lot.
We're surrounded by evil, invisible forces at all time that want to harm you.
And I was like, oh, yeah,
it's like, oh, shit, dude. And I'm like,
tell them to bow up. Well, it's funny you say that, because like, so like, I remember when I was younger,
holy water.
you just boil it extra long, bro. Extra long.
But yeah, I mean, go ahead.
I remember when I was younger, I would spend the night a lot at my friend Andrew's house. I remember one night, like it was the day before Sunday, so we were like getting ready to go to church in like several hours because we were up late. And one day he gets really like clammy and kind of quiet. He's just like, bro, man. He's like, what if a demon were to attack us? He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, I don't know if I could remember my verses. And I just remember, I was like, that's okay, bro. Because so at this time, you have to realize I had started like getting really heavily into Warhammer 40,000.
Don't worry, the God Emperor will protect us.
Bro, damn near it. I said, I was like, bro, don't worry, look at this. And I had, son of a bitch, I had reached into my backpack, and I always carried this thing with me. It was a hammer that my dad had, and I had written Bible scriptures on the head of the hammer.
Like a carpenter's hammer?
Like, yeah. A paladin.
Like a carpenter's hammer. He's like,
like a
that?
Tool hammer. Was,
yeah, bro, like a tool hammer, bro. And I had like really like, I try, because like in Warhammer, that's what they do. If you want something that like can kill a demon, you get like a sword and you just inscribe it with like psychic wards and like scriptures against demons and stuff like that. So I did that with my dad's like like tool hammer, like he uses to like fix shelves with
in the garage.
Stuff.
Pissed that day. Pissed.
He went to go like hammer, work on bro. Something, and he said, "Why does it say I walk through the valley of the shadow
Ephesians
of death?"
Ephesians 3.
Where the fuck like, is my hammer?
it was just so funny, because like that's like that, because like how you were, Dan, where it's like I got to do something about this. I was like, I got to do something about this.
I was scared.
This hammer, and I put like scripture on it, and I told him, I was like, if anything pulls up, bro, I'll take this. I told him it's been. I said it's been sanctified. I sanctified this hammer, bro. This like good last hammer. And if something comes up, I was like, all you gotta do is like, and he's like, what if I would do if I don't have like a weapon like that? A sanctified weapon like you have. And I was like, you just gotta remember your scripture and you swing. And as you're punching, you say your scriptures, bro. And that was like, mind you, these are the same two stupid kids who believe that the louder we prayed, the more demons would be scared. So that's like true. I was like, so there were times at church and like Sunday school where we were like screaming like Goku and Vegeta, and we got kicked out of Sunday school.
Amen!
I'm like, ah!
Dude, that's fucking hilarious, man. That's awesome, bro. Imagine the world where you stayed on that path, bro. You would have been a level 10 paladin this time around.
I know, right? A level 10 paladin?
By this time now, you'd probably be a deacon.
By this time now, I would have probably still been a virgin.
This time now, you would have been captain of the first expeditionary exorcism corps, you know?
I know, right? When the hell gates open
up,
lived,
I'm the
first one there.
You could have been at the Grey Pope's side.
Dang, bro. I'm like you wearing...
You could have been his
but
agent.
But you wanted to go and watch anime.
Go throw it all. Go throw it all in the face of God and watch anime.
God lost his strongest soldier that day.
I'm gonna come back. It's like a penitent, bro. I'm gonna come back with like my
oh
eyes.
Oh my God,
out,
man!
Like
they're gonna
Waldo.
Stick you in the penitent engine, bro.
Dang, have you on the front running around?
Because you were so far in, when your immortal soul does finally make its point to hell, you're gonna go down lower to where the blasphemers go and like the traitors. You're not just a low level
like
perpetrator. You were a paladin. You wielded weapons in his name.
I'm Arthas, bro.
You took up arms for him, dude.
I created weapons. I was a weaponsmith for heaven, bro.
Oh my God.
And now I have like booby figures.
They're gonna come to collect on that knowledge you hold one day.
I know, right? The great Pope's gonna come to tap in. They're gonna pull a scene from Mad God and drill a hole in my head and see what I have in there.
Dude, Pepe Orsini is just gonna suck it out like the Force, bro.
Not Orsini's
check
paninis.
Check the mail one day, and instead of like the U.S. draft, you're gonna have the Spirit draft. Like your number got called up, bro. Show up to Heaven's Gate at 10 p.m.
It's like what? I just die on the spot.
How mad do you think the three of us are gonna be when like we die and like everything that we ever shit on in the podcast is just like, oh, we're real, bro, we're here, and they're like,
I feel like that comes up like once a year.
I'll break out that hammer, bro. I still got that hammer somewhere, bro. I'll break out the hammer.
They're waiting down below, like just they're just gonna be staring at us like the Smash roster, and we're gonna be fucking done for. Every episode we make is a hole that we're digging deeper.
Yeah, man, the Mopinguari was like, I heard you talking up there.
Bro, you're going to be mad. You're going to be that, real mad. It's going to be it'll be like the scene out of Cabin in the Woods where the mermaid guy is like, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that Filipino vampire is going to come out of the fog and fucking annihilate you, Christian. The Mananango.
No.
Yeah, man, that's how it's going to happen for us.
Yeah, I find it very interesting. Both of you, in the face of discovering the spiritual world, decided to take up arms against it or to somewhere choose to work in antagonism.
So it wasn't...
Go ahead.
I didn't want to cut you off.
I just wanted to say, I had chosen my life to instead work alongside them.
Right.
And I picked up the tarot cards.
Right.
That's like the most witchy mysticism bullshit I've ever done.
I'm staring at my tarot deck right now.
I'm looking at Dan's tarot deck too via my Ouija board eye.
Yeah, no.
I think it's because I think it's because it was pitched to Dan and I as like a
my
war.
Mom, yeah, my
like,
mom broke
do,
it down.
Do you want to be on the good side?
Yeah.
Or you want to be on the losing
She's
side?
She's like, the forces of good and evil are at work all around us and they're invisible. And the bad guys have a lot more presence. They're not winning, but they have a lot more presence. I'm just like,
I didn't know this about your mother.
I mean, she didn't break it down that black and white. She broke it down for a kid where she was still like, she was still like, hey, you know, there's no, you know, ghosts are either good or bad, and there's a way higher chance they're bad. And they're demons. She said they're angels or they're devils, you know?
It's not Casper, bro. That's Balmoral.
Her baby boy is coming home with like skeleton tattoos and fucking demonic anime women on their bodies.
She did that to herself. All right.
They really did. They scared us so bad that we got interested. We're like, okay, now I gotta know.
Maybe you should have been a terrible mother and thrown me to adversity and. I don't know. Maybe I would have
made you come crawling back to God. You're just
Maybe I would have went to college or finished college. You know, something. I don't know. You did this to yourself.
Instead of joining the United States Army, you joined God's Army, bro. Yeah.
Bro, shalom aleikum.
Sausage, eggs, and bacon. I got
she was
you,
like,
dude.
Oh, no, he's making a podcast about it.
To be fair, I feel like demons would look at us and be like, look at these idiots. Look at these dummies. These guys are scared of a crackhead.
Like to think that we're such a non-threat, that we're such beta males in the paranormal lens that, like, it's not even worth it for them.
Maybe you?
You know? Come on, Ryan. Not Ryan, me. You're on the show, too. Come on.
Bro, I got the hammer, dude. Something can hurt. I have something
right
that
next to you. You got it right now? Where is it?
Bro, I got that hanging on the wall, bro. When Pat comes in too loud, I just crack
bro,
him
your
with
dad
it.
Rubbed that Sharpie off the second he found
he
the
did.
Hammer.
He did. He was so mad.
He was like, is this that fucking Warhammer shit that I'm letting my son get into?
Bro, my dad loves it more than I do. Ah,
lucky, dude. My dad called them devil cards whenever I asked if I could get some Yu-Gi-Oh cards as a kid.
No, he didn't. He would be like, I'm not.
I mean, he wasn't doing it to be like, no, I'm not bringing that shit into my house. He was just fucking with me because he thought Yu-Gi-Oh cards were dumb, and he would be like, I'm not buying you any devil cards.
Man, clearly he didn't see Dark Magician Girl's thighs.
I know, right?
Just like a healthy skepticism.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he didn't want that shit.
No, I mean, we were just too poor to afford it.
So he wrapped it in. He wrapped that in the supernatural.
Because the second we found like $5 fake Yu-Gi-Oh cards at the fucking flea market, he was like, "F." He was like, "Fuck it, man, go for it." Yeah, let's.
It's like, dude, that's Exodia. That's the only guy that can kill the Apostle Paul. Can you believe it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's how I was brought into this world. Was my mom told me this is a battle between good and evil. And now that I am where I am today, I don't think that reigns true. I don't think it's a battle between good and evil.
Because evil's already won?
No, or? I just don't think that those forces are at play.
I think it's more of a tale of souls and swords, eternally retold.
No, let's go around. Let's go around. How do you think a ghost forms? Why do you think a ghost forms?
What type of ghost?
Come on.
No, I'm
I
serious.
Any? Pick your favorite.
Okay, well, the Obake.
Just your standard. Here, okay, I'll break it down. Your average American house ghost.
Oh, the average American house spider. I mean, like, oh, how do I believe a ghost is formed?
Well,
I don't believe mainly that ghosts have personalities, I guess. I think I mainly believe more so that, like, that is, like, energy.
Oh.
Like, residual. So I believe more in, like, a poltergeist haunting where it's, like, residual energy.
Maybe, like, something, you know, maybe something is rubbing up on the other side of the veil, you know?
Yeah. Or, like, you know, like, think of it
maybe,
this way, like.
Maybe there and their afterlife.
Yeah. Kind of, like, think of it, like, well, more so, like, think of it like radiation, you know?
No, I can
Let's
see that.
Say, for example, someone's soul is like irradiated. So when they die, they're dead and their consciousness is gone, but there's still that residual energy left behind that can interact with certain ways in the physical realm.
Sure.
Thus, people say that's a ghost. That's why I really more so believe about that's why I said, like, poltergeists and stuff, where they're like, oh, there's a reason why. You know, it's like, oh, it's not like there's, like, a guy saying, ooh, spooky.
Yeah.
It's like something's happening in the house. There's, like, the doors are slamming. The, you know, like, it's getting really cold in certain areas.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's what I think a ghost is. Like, if you're talking, like, a full-on apparition, that's where I start to believe that things are other entities,
oh,
not human.
Okay. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah,
I did not realize how complex of a question I posed to the group until you just said, well, what kind? And I was like, fuck.
He really did hit you with it.
Oh, God damn it. Which makes me wonder what the, like, troubleshooting procedure is for, like, a Vatican exorcist. Like, when he gets in there, like, how does he, like, suss out what kind of ghost it is before, like... That's got to be the worst part, you know, is just having to be like, okay, well, come and attack me, I guess, so I can try and figure out what kind of ghost you are.
I think with the Vatican and specifically their exorcists, they don't deal with ghosts. They believe that they are demons, and I believe that.
That's shitty.
I think
that's so shitty.
Yeah, I think that they believe that there are specific demons for each and every type of occurrence, and they have a book that has the demons' true names.
Oh
in them,
my god!
And that's how they're able to.
So you're,
once they find out, suss out which guy they're dealing with, they can send Asmodeus kicking.
So it's like, you know, Asmodeus. You go on down to the exorcism precinct or whatever, and you're talking to the front desk, and you're like, please, sir, my daughter, her head's spinning around. There's blood gushing from her eyes. She's fucking throwing up. She's not speaking with her own voice. And he's like, I fucking told you that I'm not stepping foot in there until that thing declares itself as Asmodeus. You know, like, damn, dude.
Well, I feel like they have their investigation part too, like, you know, like, not to make light of it, but like, how with Phasma, we got to go in there, kind of like gather the evidence of what it could be, and then
that reminds me,
and then that's how you find it.
So my mom told me that when she was a kid, that she went and stayed at her friend's house for the night, and they were going to go to church in the morning. This family was Catholic, and so she goes. And she would not give me any details at all, but she said that there was a girl there that was to be exorcised. Currently nice. Under the effects
she was there at the
of
slumber party?
No, like at church the next day. Yeah, oh. Yeah. No, no. But no, apparently there was a girl there that everyone was like, yeah, we're, you know, she's getting the exorcism after services. You know, and like apparently she was under the effects of demonic possession, I guess. And my mom would not tell me any, like, would not describe it for me at all. I'm like, what? I'm like, was it that bad? She's like, it was fucking scary. I'm like, come on. I'm like, just tell me the slightest bit. And she just wouldn't budge, you know? And I'm like, damn, dude. I'm like, she must have seen something. Or it was completely tame because my mom's pretty easily scared. But I thought that was fucking nuts that apparently it was something that does happen. You know, it's not just something they talk about in the movies.
I think it's interesting that your mom like wouldn't talk about it, because I have something similar where like I had a friend who he had spoken about how when he was younger, they had family in Mexico.
Yeah.
And like straight up, they were saying like, oh, man, essentially what had happened was there was like a big party outside, as Mexicans do. I can say that. I am Mexican. We do party all night. At the least opportune moments, we'll be blasting music at like 2 in the morning.
During the witching hour.
During the witching hour. But essentially what they were saying is like, there was a big party, and it was like a little village in the southern part of like Mexico. And at one point, he just remembers like everyone screaming and freaking out, and he heard like this like really loud, shrill shriek. Like it overpowered everyone else's voice. It was like a woman shrieking at the top of her lungs, and people were running around. Guys were shooting towards the river. There was like a clearing. There was like woods and then like a river nearby. And they just remember people running and stuff like that and getting picked up and brought inside. And he asked his mom, he asked his mom or something like that later on. She was like, we don't talk about what happened that night.
Damn, dude. That's pretty fucking nuts. Was that the same party where they emptied the clip on La Llorona?
That was it. Yes.
Damn, dude.
That sounds like it was a good party.
Bro, that sounds like we should have been there as Mad Tower Radio. It
sounds like I should have brought my hammer.
You should have brought the hammer, dude.
Should have. And my hammer, at this point, talk about the Hammer of Dawn, bro.
How odd. Like,
La Llorona wouldn't stand a chance.
Have you guys... The hammer begs the question, did you guys ever, like... carry anything like a fetish or an item with you or something that like
I got a couple fetishes, but that's for a different episode.
To like, I don't know, help you in these situations.
Dog, I wore a fucking Saints medallion until I was like 20.
Like the football team?
No. Drew Brees, protect me.
Like one of the Lord's soldiers.
Oh.
And it wasn't for like
Which
religious
saint,
purposes.
Though,
it was
Come
more
on.
Like culturally,
did you pick the coolest?
It was Saint Christopher, Chrissy.
Saint George, bro. Chrissy. That guy killed a dragon. Okay, that's who I'm rocking on my Saints medallion.
Saint-Georges. He's fine. But it was more of like a cultural thing. Christopher's standing over me like my stand, you know, like Susano, and I'm Sasuke.
Yeah.
I had something like that. I had a cousin that had gone to, oh my God, where was it? Where was Jesus crucified outside of Jerusalem, right?
Was it like Gethsemane?
No, she had a rock from Golgotha.
What?
So that's where Zach died in Final Fantasy VII.
No, please.
Yeah, bro, I have a brick from the Tower of Babel, dude.
Sheesh, bro.
Yeah.
But Golgotha is like, it translates to like the Hill of Skulls or the Skull mm-hmm. Hill, and that's where they crucified Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's still around today, and she had brought a rock back from there, and so I'd carry like part of that in like a little jar.
Oh, really?
I also had this ring that my grandmother had gave me that was pure silver. That had like a scripture on the inside of it that was like kind of shaped like the crown of thorns, and I would wear that. But I lost it when I went to Disneyland.
Damn.
Goofy took
now
it.
Now Walt has it.
The only
They're
way
to resurrect him with it.
So he's immune to demonic and angelic weaponry.
My grandmother brought me back a cross made in Israel in the Holy Land.
That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I think I lost it.
Walt has it.
I don't know. I mean, like, I my grandma really liked to, when she gave gifts, it was always like a trinket, you know, like something yeah, small sick. Or like a piece of jewelry or something. So like, I've had a couple of like religiously significant, like things that she's given me over the years, but like, I've just never been able to build the habit of like need my blank. Got to make sure I have my blank before I leave the house, you know. So like, I had them, but only maybe for like a week at a time, you know.
Mm. Did it give you any sense of security or safety to?
Yeah,
have
for that
you?
Week until I like lost it or fucking forgot about it or something. You know, I was just like, "Fuck yeah, dude! This cross is gonna protect me, dude." I'm like, I'm gonna fucking start wearing this on the hip like it's a revolver, man.
How long were you like? My bias was gonna come out. I was about to say something.
How long was I with
yeah,
the
how
faith?
How long were you in? I was gonna say, how long were you in on the scam?
I don't know, man.
Until you got hit by a car holding the cross in his
head. I have a very, very, very weird relationship with it, and I don't talk about it because 99...
See, I knew that to be true, and that's why I was trying to walk
99% of people don't fucking care. Nobody wants to hear my one-person religion of my own singular complex views on my relationship with Christianity. Like, nobody cares, man. Yeah, no.
Well, now the mic's hot, and now I do care. You're giving it quite a strong lead-in.
Like, I don't know, man. I guess one of the things, first and foremost, that I believe is that we live in a world of, live in a world where what the Bible says in the beginning, you know, that was very heavily modified and translated so that a pea-brain human could understand it, you know, and like the shit that we know happened, like the Big Bang and the expansion of the universe and formation of planets, like that all happened and it was the guy pulling the string. But how are you gonna fucking explain that to the first human? You know what I mean?
Bunga,
bunga. Okay, so like the idea that the message had to be sent out in a way that people could digest.
Yes,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm very picky and choosy with what parts of the Bible I think are significant, because ultimately it was a book written by guys. It was a book made by humans, you know? So like I'm just, you know, I don't know. It's very weird. I very rarely have I ever had to put this to words. So it's very hard to explain my one person religion over here. You know, but I don't know. I believe in a God that wants happiness for everyone. And I don't know. It feels really stupid now that I'm saying it out loud. I'm an atheist, guys.
I'll piggyback. I'll piggyback.
I'm actually an atheist. This is all dumb. All smoke and mirrors.
No, I'll piggyback off that. I'm kind of similar. You know, growing up in a Christian household, I grew up seeing a lot of hypocrisy as well. So I'm very jaded towards Christianity in general. So that's why I say I'm not a Christian. I say that I'm a follower of God.
As I grew up, I was never like, I always knew that the Bible was a book written by humans, you know? So in my head, I was like playing games, picking apart. I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds like, you know, something that a God would want to instill in, you know, the people he created. Yeah, that, you know, but like, oh, hey, you wore two different cuts of cloth on a fucking Sunday and now we're cutting your hand off. I'm like, good. No way anyone divinely decreed that. Like, that sounds like a waste of fucking time for a God to make a decree about, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I've just been super picky and choosy. So like, I was never against the message, you know? I was never like, this is all... Growing up, I always had problems with the organization. You know?
Absolutely. Organized church, organized religion.
My problems with it always came with the organization before the message. And then I realized, like, dude, I can just pick and believe whatever I want, and I can make my own one singular super complex set of beliefs that I follow, and not everybody has to know about them, and that's fine. You know,
one thing that I tend to do a lot, because people will take like the Bible and use it to say the most horrible things,
mm-hmm.
is I always put it through the biggest thing that it always goes back to saying is, like, what, you know, Christ says and God says, therefore, if that's what you believe, that Christ and God are the same, that you need to love everybody. So what I'll do is, anytime someone tries to, like, quote, like, a scripture negatively to, like, berate somebody, yeah. I literally put on the WWJD glasses, and I just was like, okay, you could look at it like that, but then if you look at it through the lens of, are you supposed to love your neighbor the way
that's
you love
what
yourself?
I love
your neighbor the way that,
bro,
you love God?
Bro,
okay, so then you're not using it the right way.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. I have always kept it in my head that one rule supersedes everything else.
It does. It says it does.
Yeah, dude. No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Christian, what about you? Are you just fully out? We're in the void?
Listen, there are times in the podcast when you contribute, and there are times when you listen. And I'm in the listening portion.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm pretty rock solid in my beliefs. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you want to come out the gate saying you think it's all hocus pocus, smoke and mirrors, you know? Like, if that's how you're feeling.
Hocus smokus.
You know. No, I've come pretty far. And like, I was in for a really long time. I went through all the gates.
You got a second name for the man.
Lee himself. I did. I put an extra fucking initial on for the guy, for JC
himself. Did you drop
himself.
That initial? Is it legally binding in any way, or did you...
No.
No, it's just like church shit.
He got okay. dropped. Sorry, Luke. But no, I still always include
the Luke, you
grown,
know that? Yeah.
Can you whisper my name in bed?
When I'm talking to my fucking voodoo doll, I always include the second middle name, man.
Yeah, that's the name with power.
It never went away for me.
It's his true name.
No, I always have, as I've grown up, found it to be... It was used quite successfully as a tool for social conditioning.
Right.
Like, even from its, like, foundational beginnings, like... In early societal religions, like before they had names to put with them, when there were sacrifices to some unknown deity, it was in the like material benefit of like conditioning a society. And I just found it to be distasteful due to its like extremely negative effects on our society, and just sort of opted
sure.
out.
Sure, no, I can see that. I mean, I was disillusioned with the same stuff, man. You know, I was like, I love this message, but none of you are living it, man. You know, I was like, I don't want to be part of this organized shit. Like, I don't know. I just, I just had a lot more fun, and it was a lot more rewarding to be like spiritual and treat it like a one-on-one relationship with this force. It doesn't have a name in my religion.
I felt that appeal to be like self-cultivating spiritually. That was something I really did like look out for. But then, like, I went to the fucking the churches with the bad music.
No.
They sang.
No.
When I say I'm getting spiritual with it, like, there is no external influence, you know, between me and this higher power. You know, like, I'm not going to listen to anyone who's like, oh, yeah, dude, I talk to the same higher power and this is how I do it. You should come to my building and listen to our shit. And it's like, no. Nah, dog. I'm going to sit right here on the couch with my feet up and do it. Yeah, my church is the fucking recliner, bro. So beat that. You know? My church is the fucking porch with a fucking ice cold Modelo, bro. How about your church? Where's your church? What do you guys do? And don't worry, Christian. My God is all forgiving. So even if that's what you believe, you'll be all right when the time comes. All right.
Unless I get to you first with my hammer, bro.
Unless I send out Ryan with the hammer, dude.
Thanks. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, was there a point? Was there like a definite turning point? Because I know that it was gradual, you know? I remember in high school, you were like, high school, you were like, yeah, I just got the second name, bro.
Before
I'm not about
there.
To flame you.
She was really hot. Like,
she was
okay.
Really
actually,
hot.
Yeah, I am about to flame you because you just reminded me. Christian fucking suckered me into going to some forced starvation fucking labor camp at a church.
You forced Dan to stand. Did you force Dan to
he
fast?
He told
Christian?
Me
it was a fasting.
He
thing.
Told me there was gonna be a fucking ball pit. And you know what this ball pit was, Ryan? They had a trophy case, right? And they filled the trophy case with fucking multicolored ball pit balls and arranged them in the shape of a cross.
Oh,
I was like,
my
how
God.
Am I supposed to get in that motherfucker? How am I supposed to get in there?
I've been bamboozled.
Wow, that was the day I became an atheist.
No loving God would let this happen
when,
to me.
When you're dating a very religious rural girl, sometimes you go to events you don't really want to go to, okay?
Listen, you're a bad friend, Christian.
Never mind all the dark places that he brought me out of with his words and his companionship. No, remember that one time, you fucker? You piece of shit?
You made me fast in front of the cross ball pit?
The fake ball
pit? And then they like, God, they had us doing, you know, when they do these church events and they're like, bring your friend. I've noticed that they always take it easy on like the indoctrination stuff because you're not trying to freak them out. Not these guys, no. They were like, paint, what did we, had to draw something, dude.
There was a lot of activities.
They brought us, I shit you not, man. They brought us into a candlelit room and they gave us some whack ass prompt to like make a drawing.
Yep.
And the prompt, it was something like draw your most vulnerable moment with God. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? My most vulnerable moment with God.
Right now.
You know, I'm like, what?
In
the
his house,
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck, man.
Hungry. That particular denomination did hide it well, but I went to like a week-long camp with them that summer, and they once again hit it very well until the final night, where they're like, go forth, God's children, you've been here all week, but if you're gay, don't fucking roll through
but
here.
Don't go.
Don't you look at us. And I was like, whoa, you had that shit close till the end.
Oh my God, man.
What was it, I remember I went to like vacation Bible school, and that wasn't like because my family's like, you need to like get close with God. It was more like, we don't want you in the house while we're not in the house. So they would send me.
Bro, VBS was like lit when I was like a 7, 8, 9-year-old kid, and like it was the local church, and like these were all people that I knew. I was like, yeah, this is fucking sweet. And then, you know, the second I turned double digits in age, I was like, this fucking sucks.
See, that was kind of reverse for me because I remember when I would go when I was older.
At 10 years old, you were like, this fucking rocks.
No, it fucking rocks.
I will turn to Deuteronomy.
Bro, I'm talking like like not 10, I'm talking like 15, because the dudes that would hang out there who would be like the counselors, I always had my buddy's older brother, the one who I showed the hammer to. His brother was always like a counselor. Oh. And he was on the worship team, and he was like the most like debaucherous motherfucker ever.
Worship team,
yeah, bro.
Do they have like jackets?
Yeah, bro, they did. But here's the thing: he would take us out. He'd see that like everything else sucked. Or like they'd be like, "Oh, we're gonna do like, you know, we're doing hymns in the morning." And my buddy's brother would be like, "Yeah, but these guys." He'd always make sure that I was on his group with him. I was always in his group, and we just brought. I kid you not, the amount of times I went to Dave and Buster's during PBS.
That's badass.
That's why I liked VBS, bro, because I didn't go to VBS when I got older. My friend's brother took us on, like, errands.
Oh, my
like,
God.
He went to go, like, drop shit off in his car. Like, he used to, like, work for Pepsi. So he'd have, like, these giant stacks of, like, Pepsi in the back of his car and, like, Pepsi products.
Bro, you know that that guy is, like, that he's, like, the fucking, like, stoner of that VBS. Like, they're looking at him, they're like, fucking Jake with this, always bringing fucking 12 cases of Pepsi with him everywhere. Fucking giving it to the kids, god damn it. Like, you know that they are just mad as fuck that he does that shit. Ryan, I gotta tell you this, man, and I don't know if anyone did, but he was playing a different game. He was not
We
church.
All know now. And now that I'm older, he knew what to do. And that's why we love him.
He was there to fuck.
And that's why I still
love
him. It was great.
That's badass, dude.
Like that was my, because I had never the churches I had gone to were always like very unorthodox. Yeah. So like we never, like, it wasn't until I got older where I was like, oh man, let me try and continue this on my own. And like all that was out there was these crazy people churches. And I just was like, yeah, the same.
Bro, Christian dudes are always into high fantasy. High fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, like they're into that stuff. And I think I know why. And it's because they're mad that we don't have the cool doctrine for our religion. You know?
They just read.
Yeah, yeah. They just, you know, like, man. They just read Tolkien and they're like, Tolkien, why couldn't you have founded a religion? Yeah. They're mad. Right. They're so into it because they're trying to fill the void that like all these fucking cool mythologies have. You know? That's my theory.
Yeah.
I think you unlocked something in me. I think you helped me understand myself today because like my family wasn't like enthusiastic about it.
Oh, mine neither. Kinda, yeah, know, we just went.
This is what you do. And like my grandmother and her husband, my grandfather, I don't know why I said that, but like obviously it's her husband, but they worked at the church, right? As employees. And then when like the church went under financial strain, they were both let go. And then no one in the family went to church anymore. They're like, fuck church. Church is lame anyway. And I was like, oh, we're just dropping it? Like,
Jesus.
We just don't do that anymore? And it, like, affirmed to me that it was just sort of this cultural thing that you did.
Yeah.
And then I let it drop.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky, man. I didn't think this is where we were going to end up.
Well, let's steer back.
That's what I wanted.
Let's steer back. Another weird superstition I have is I don't like to look directly at water. I don't like looking directly at water when it's nighttime.
I think you were thrown in like the tub as a child.
Do you want to know how my dad taught me to swim?
I don't think this is personal experiences. I think it's like, let me guess your personal trauma. That's what we're doing here.
Let me guess your childhood abuse. Dude. It's funny because I love swimming. I love swimming.
Yeah.
But just like, I remember I was always afraid of like something coming out of the water and something being at the window. So like I would never like look at the windows when I was at like a little kid like sleeping at night. Like I would never look at the windows because I was like something's in the windows.
I think that's just like good old fashioned.
Yeah,
fear.
This is good old fashioned fear, dude. Oh, you know what?
It was an eyewitness.
Here, I'll send us off on a creepy story, man. I'll send us off on a creepy story.
Uh-oh.
I'm dating this girl. This is back in high school. We went to go visit her mom in fucking Michigan for spring break. They're filthy fucking rich. So they lived on like a Mick fucking mansion out in the middle of the fucking woods. And the living room had this like huge, huge window that just looked out into the backyard. And the sleeping arrangements was I took the guest bedroom upstairs, girlfriend slept on the couch downstairs. So I'm getting ready to go to bed. She's laying on the couch. And it's just a totally normal night. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going upstairs. And she's like, wait. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, are the blinds shut? And I was like, whoa. No. And she was like, and now I'm halfway up the stairs at this point. She's like, well, will you come back down here and shut the blinds? And I'm like, do you need me to shut them right now? And she's like, I don't want to look out the window. And I'm like, and this was out of nowhere. Completely out of the blue. We were sitting in that room like all night, you know, just watching TV. And then just out of nowhere, she's like, there might be something out in the woods. I'm like, no, there's fucking not, dude. I'm like,
now I think there is.
Well, and this was also around the time that It Follows was in theaters. So after I fucking do all that, I go upstairs and turn on this TV to watch, you know, to lay down and go to sleep. And fucking I'm immediately bombarded with like multiple trailers for It Follows. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. I'm like, are we really doing this right now? That was probably the worst sleep I've ever gotten in my life, man.
Jeez. Yeah, dude. Nothing hits like fear sleep.
It's just pitch black woods out there. You know, like you couldn't see anything beyond the realm of the porch light. Just woods. I was like, now I'm looking out here, you know? Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I think that raises a good, like, idea, and I kind of want to end on that. Do you find yourself susceptible to these kinds of feelings? Do you find yourself getting like spooked out very easily and letting these superstitions like affect you throughout your life or day?
I think even? You know, if somebody is just like, oh, that looks creepy, you know, like it's not gonna freak me out too, but like when you just come out of the gate with like, I just saw a ghost, you know, like with that I just saw a ghost tone of voice and facial expression, yeah, you got me too. Like, yeah, I'm scared too. Yeah, you know.
What about you, Ryan? You scared?
I think it honestly depends on what I have been ingesting that day in terms of media. If I've been playing a scary game, more often than not, yeah, that will like something that will just like something slight like that will set me off. But more often than not, because I'm very much of the mind of confronting my fears head on.
Yeah.
That like, if someone were to like, so are you saying like if someone says something that pops that specific superstition that I have, or just like something spooky. So like if someone were to be like, I just saw something standing in the water outside, I think I would force myself to go and look out at it.
Yeah, I think I would too.
You would.
Mainly to prove to myself that that doesn't have any control over me.
Ah.
That's interesting. They once again, you've chosen to confront the beast in the shadows. We got to get you on the ghost hunt. I think you're primed and ready.
Oh, dude, I was so upset. I was f***ing so much the day you guys went, and I could not make it. I was so mad because I had like literally pages of questions. I had like specific things to say. I had certain like phrases that apparently would aggravate ghosts and stuff like that. Like I was ready.
Aggravate? You're a little too confrontational in this approach.
I had the hammer, bro. I had the hammer back then. So if anything, I think I'm a little frisky, I just break it out and I'd be like, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the demons, I fear not the demons, for I'm what the demon fears. And I just start swinging it. God. I'd have taken Joe out in one blow.
There you
go. All right, folks, this has been Mad Tower Radio, episode 47, Personal Experiences, Superstitions, and Religions. Now, if you want to get in contact with the Mad Tower Radio crew, you can hit us up at supermadtower@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Mad Tower Radio. You can fucking send us a DM. Fucking comment on this video, like the video, rate it 5 stars on Spotify. You know the drill. You've been here before. Nobody's starting at episode 47. And, gentlemen, do you have anything else?
Don't look at the windows.
This has been Mad Tower Radio, ending transmission.
Knowledge. It is Mad Tower Radio.